As news of Ambassador Karlov's assassination broke yesterday, chilling images came out as well. One photo shows the gunman, clean-shaven, in a dark suit and tie, a pistol clenched in his right hand, trigger finger extended. He's shouting as he points with his left hand towards the sky. Karlov's body lies behind him. The ambassador's face is not visible. Instead, you see the worn soles of his shoes. Against the wall, under one of the art exhibit's photographs, lies a pair of glasses.
The photographer who captured that moment, Burhan Özbilic of the Associated Press, spoke about it in a video released by the AP.
I heard a very loud shout. I could not count. It was too loud, and it was like a movie, like in theater. I heard minimum 5-6 shots, and people run away. I also got back.
He moved back but continued taking photos even as the gunman circled the body and fired again at close range. Later, as Özbilic edited his photos, he saw something he hadn't noticed before. When the ambassador spoke at the podium, the gunman stood just behind him. Özbilic says he looked like a friend or a bodyguard.
He has a very calm mood. I could not imagine it could be a gunman.
In an essay Burhan Özbilic wrote for the AP, he shared the thoughts he'd had amid the terror. "I'm here," he wrote. "Even if I get hit and injured or killed, I'm a journalist. I have to do my work. I could run away without making any photos, but I wouldn't have a proper answer if people later ask me, 'Why didn't you take pictures?'"